My goal in writing this book is to share some of what I've learned on my path as an investor. It's about the education of this investor, not any other investor. This story is not an investment how-to. It's not a roadmap. Rather, it's the story of my journey and of what I've learned along the way. With my own flaws and foibles and idiosyncratic abilities, and despite my considerable blind spots. Over the years, I've stumbled across some profound insights and powerful tools that I'd like to share with you. In most cases, these are not things that are written about in textbooks. Because it's a story about how things happen in the real world, and because the real world is messy, the topics are broad in scope. They range from the most insignificant of habits I've developed, like what to read first, to the grandest, whom to choose as heroes and mentors, and how their wisdom can change your life. This book traces the arc of a transformation. I started off as a Gordon Gekko wannabe, brash, short-sighted, and entirely out for myself. Then a series of transformations and self-realizations led me on a path from Benjamin Graham's The Intelligent Investor to Ruane Cunniff to Poor Charlie's Almanac to Robert Cialdini, then to meeting Monish Pabrai and lunch with Warren Buffett. That $650,100 meal had a life-changing impact on me, as you will see. Within 1 year of my meeting with Buffett, I let two-thirds of my staff in New York go, stashed half of my family's belongings in storage, and shipped the other half to Zurich, where we went to live. I stopped charging management fees to new investors in my funds, I switched off my Bloomberg monitor, and I renounced my perilous addiction to checking stock prices on a minute-by-minute basis. I'm not necessarily advocating that you should also have lunch with Warren Buffett, especially now that the price tag has soared, hitting a high of $3.46 million in 2012. And I'm not claiming to have a special understanding of him either. What I can tell you is that he has had an extraordinary impact on how I invest and on the way I live my life. My hope is that I can share some of these lessons that I've derived from him so that they will benefit you as much as they have benefited me. It took me the best part of 2 decades to get onto a more enlightened path in life, and I've made many missteps and lost much time along the way. Hopefully, this book will help you to reach your enlightened path faster and with fewer missteps. As Buffett once said, try to learn from your mistakes. Better yet, learn from the mistakes of others. I submit to you that if you learn only some of the lessons here, you cannot help but become rich, and perhaps wildly rich. Certainly, the wisdom I've gleaned, not just from my heroes, but from my own mistakes and successes, has helped me immeasurably as an investor. As I write this, I've had a cumulative return of 463% since founding the Aquamarine Fund in 1997, versus 167% for the S&P 500 index. In other words, $1 million invested in the fund would now be worth $5.63 million versus $2.7 million if it had been invested in the S&P 500. But this book is also about the inner game of investing, and by extension, the inner game of life. As I've come to discover, investing is about much more than money. So as your wealth grows, I hope you will also come to realize that the money is largely irrelevant, and what you will want to do with the bulk of your wealth is give it back to society.